Welcome back for another episode of the Red Light Summit podcast. On this week's episode, we cover the silly season is almost upon us. Special guest, the real Shamoy, joins us.
Finally.
And that means Norton PBs for everyone, or does it? And more. Come along for the ride. Ruby opens up.
Now, if you're new to the podcast and haven't listened before, each week we scour the Strava leaderboards, watching you do your efforts up Norton Summit and discuss them on the pod, whether you like it or not. Now, there's a chance we might shame you, but we promise not to name you personally, and the odds are high that we'll probably just shame ourselves because we are not as fast as you. Well, this week I am. Look, at the end of the day, our goal is to encourage and celebrate everyone going up Adelaide's best hill climb Norton Summit and reaching their own goals. So with that, let's introduce ourselves. We are your summiteers. Alex.
Hello.
Frankie.
Sup.
The real Shamoy.
Hi there.
And I am the Wang. Hang on. Where's Kashi?
I don't know, actually.
I think he...
We've got exchange students for Kashi. Welcome, Patrick and Macy.
And Macy.
Yeah.
Hi.
Kashi's got a weekend of swinging in Melbourne, so there might be some interesting stories when he comes back.
That type of swinging.
That type of swinging. Oh, that's what I thought it was.
Not the hips. Yes. Maybe it is the hips.
Yeah. Anyway, welcome, guys. Welcome, listeners, to another Radelaide Summit podcast.
Yes, as always, we need to know what's been happening on or around the summit this week. Frankie.
Well, today...
Resident track rider.
Okay, I went down to Edwardstown Velodrome today for the first time, and this was to film a promotional video to help destigmatize periods in sports. Mm-hmm. And that was alongside Legs of Steel and all the other Butterfields girls and some of the other Keystone girls as well, which is kind of cool.
So I had a good flow.
Flowed along nicely.
We had to keep giving each other tampons while they were filming it. It was quite funny.
Than gel, she just handed out a tampon.
Yeah, correct.
What?
On the track, it was odd. I didn't like it. I felt like I was about to fall off because it's slightly on an incline.
And when you say slightly, it is very slightly that track.
Yeah, but it just, I can imagine what it would be like down at Whoop Whoop. Where is it? Where do we have the big,
Jeb's Cross. Jeb's that's not far away.
I did that today. I also, this last week, I'm pretty sure I'm single-handedly responsible for inflation because I have been spending it up hardcore.
Don't forget you're on a part-time wage now.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm still on full-time wage.
Oh, where can we get this job? Full-time wage, part-time hours.
But yeah, no, I've been, because I'm coming off the prolapse, Prozac.
Yep.
I've been trying to counteract whatever I'm going through.
I know, it was Black Friday as well.
Yeah, so, no, legit, I did, what did I get? I've written it down because I've just done so much stuff. I have done bra shopping. R5. I've gone for facial. Massages, spa days. I've done hikes, going out for breakfast. I've been gone to the movies. I've seen the new Hunger Games movie.
By yourself?
This is all by myself. Yep. Yeah. Lots of riding and hikes.
Can
and
I
stuff.
Interrupt for a second? Aside from bra shopping, I do all of that every week.
Do you?
Yeah. Oh.
What, getting facials and massages and stuff?
Yeah. No, look at me.
I gave him a facial in Ballarat.
But no, I've been really...
It's called body maintenance.
Yeah, I've been really enjoying spending money on myself, which I haven't done for a while because I've kind of given up on buying a house. I was like, oh, fuck it. I'll just do whatever I want, yeah. Also, might I add, I am currently wearing a certain attire right now because...
It's mum's tea towel.
Yeah, well, actually, look at what... Do you like my necklace? Look at it. It's Chris Martin. Have you? Yeah. Oh, you have. Yeah.
Are you just trying to manifest some form of interaction?
And put in your mouth.
Hang on, you guys spoke twice at the same time. Who said what?
Are you trying to manifest some kind of interaction?
Yes. Well, so I don't know if I remember telling you guys. Hello, darling. You know how Coldplay, they came to Perth and did one show and I was mad because I couldn't get tickets? Yep. Anyway, I was like, do you know what? They're going to release East Coast tour after they finish up at Perth.
So they're doing Sydney and Melbourne.
Yep, and that's exactly what they did because I'm a Coldplay genius. And so I have this entire plan mapped out next week when tickets go on sale. I have
How many computers are you going to have open?
I have five separate people all going for four tickets each.
What if they all get them?
I'll go five times.
Surely then you'd just be able to sell them.
Probably, 100%.
Yeah. You could probably make some money here. Yeah.
Oh, I don't need it to make money. I just
pay for some more
if
facials.
I do not get tickets to this show, I quit life. That's
Where's the Melbourne show?
Melbourne?
Marvel Stadium.
Would you go there if you didn't get tickets? Would you go and sit outside?
No.
To hear it?
No. I need to smell him. I need to see him.
I don't understand these obsessions.
Yeah. I need to, like, feel him spiritually, sexually, everything.
I don't think that sexually is going to happen, but anyway.
No. I also had my 10-year high school reunion.
Yeah, what's up
a couple
with that?
Of days ago, yeah. I ended up going back to the classroom where the boob cannon was invented.
Yeah.
It was very weird just looking at it and being like, wow. Lots of things happened in this joint. And I've been invited back to do some talks to all the girls as well, which is going to be very interesting.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Do they know what they're getting themselves into?
No.
Handing out Prozac.
No. That's been me this week. Pretty
very
hectic.
Good.
But I think I'm going to be going.
Busy week.
I might be starting to slowly go off. Go off part-time potentially. I don't know.
Back to full-time.
So, maybe. I'm still like, I'm not sharing as much at the moment, but I'm still struggling quite a bit, so I don't know, we'll just take it as it comes.
Okay, as it comes, that's it.
Yeah, anyway, who's next on the sheet of glory?
Me.
Wang.
It's been a very big week this week.
You two.
Yeah.
We've making me feel really bad.
Myself and the real Shamoy have had a pretty solid week this week, so I ended up just under 24 hours, 819K for the week. Just a lot of climbing this week. Just under 9,000 vert for the week. So
that's like two mountains.
Mount Everest.
Yeah, that's the one.
One mountain.
No,
Everest.
It's one.
Oh. 8848.
Even chucked in a little bit of structure to my training this week, which is surprised.
Courtesy of the Chamoy.
So Monday, just a little Rico ride with Alex after work, which is a beach roll. He tore my legs off. And then when he turned off home, I was glad he went home.
I did see that it got a bit sore after I moved. You're on the TT bike.
Yeah. So Tuesday, just did a little roll with the Chamoy. I think we went up Monty, down Norton's. We were going to go back up Norton. That was Wednesday. so just a little roll. Then Wednesday, joined the Chamoy for his efforts. We did 2 20-minute FTPs up Monty.
Sorry, what is your FTPs?
380-ish, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
We actually got to the top of the segment before the 20 minutes was up, so yeah. They weren't 20 minutes in the end.
They were 19.
They were like, 19.
So what does that mean, your watts per kilo then for both of you?
Yeah, be about that. So Thursday, shitty weather on Thursday, so it was just 3 Zwift sessions on Thursday.
Say that 10 times quickly. Zwift to Schminoff.
Might I add that I think the bomb did not.
They got it so wrong.
They got it so wrong.
Friday was supposed to be okay till. No, Thursday was supposed to be okay till late, and then Friday, Saturday was supposed to. Pissed down and didn't happen.
Well, I went for a ride with Yeats McDaddy on Thursday thinking, oh, there's no rain coming, because I looked at the bomb next minute. My white socks were no longer white. Yeah.
Chucking them in.
Yeah.
Friday, a couple of Norton efforts on Friday night. I was chasing a said teammate's comm just to raise him up, but I turned a bit early on the segment, so I didn't register. Otherwise, I would have got it, and he was pretty happy about that.
Lol.
Yesterday was an epic day on the bike for both me and the real Chamoy. And we did 9 Anstey's loops yesterday. So 9 times up Anstey's. You did 9. Yeah, well, you can talk about that in your week. I did 9 because I slept in for the first one. that was a very solid day. And then yesterday we just did a little bit of a teamy ride. And it was myself, Chamoy, Leo and Raph. Four of us, we just did a little hills loop.
Don't you mean Ralph?
Ralph.
Yeah, Ralph. Ralph Frankie Wiggum. Calls him. A little just a Z2 ride. So, solid week for me on the bike.
Good work.
Yeah.
Alex.
What a week.
Seriously. Are you alive still?
Alex still drunk.
I'm not drunk. I was good last night, actually. Yeah. As Wang said, a gentle Rico roll on Monday, which turned into a bit of a smash fest. Tuesday morning, I had to be in Port Pirie for 8:30 a.m.
Port Pirie is near Port Augusta?
Yes. Yeah,
oh, my God.
Yeah, so in Port Perry for 8:30, work for 3 hours, back in Adelaide for a 2 o'clock meeting.
Oh, my God.
And then I just haven't really caught up on sleep since then. Did Echelon Wednesday. Went to Plunge Thursday. We're still waiting for you to go and do that.
Yes.
They had no spaces for our normal infrared sauna.
Yeah.
So we tried the barrel sauna, which Big Banana...
Yeah. So
it's 95 degrees.
I'm sorry, that's boiling. No.
My eyeballs were boiling, I think. 25 minutes at 95 degrees.
What? Yeah. No. Yeah. No. What, in water?
No.
Oh, in steam.
It's a sauna.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
No, no, dude. The last, 2 minutes were awful, but up until that it was okay.
I need to do some heat acclimation.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I did a Norton Monty Lip Friday, missed all the rain, and then I picked up, his name is Frankosaurus Rex.
Stop.
And we went to a little impromptu pop-up bar in Norwood for a couple of beers. I drove. We quickly decided that after those beers that neither of us was driving.
Driving home.
So we Ubered down cider and said, you can have a beer and some pizza and drive the ute home. We all went home in an Uber.
Oh, my God.
Cider didn't spew out of it today?
No, he didn't. No. He made it the whole way home.
Yeah.
So I had to go right down and get the car in the morning. And then, I had a mate's 50th last night at Pirate Life, another Uber home at 1 o'clock this morning. And then I put a ride on Strava today.
No, everyone was surprised. I can put his ride on Strava today.
Yeah, what about you, Real Shamoy?
Casual, normal work week for me.
Yep.
7 hours. Dad duties. These two little babies who you can hear in the background. And then hit the magic number, the Real Shamoy, 10 hours.
10 hours.
Did you get the 10?
10,
I thought it might have been a bit more. I guess you had 2 days off.
10 laps of Ansties. I think I was just on 2,700 metres climbing yesterday.
Yeah. It was a big day. For people who don't know, most people will do Anstey's loops this time of year to recon for Buninyong for the Nationals because it's a similar sort of
Buninyong
climb.
Sounds like a kind of growth that you would have on your body that needs to be removed.
It'll probably lead to a growth on your body.
Yeah, we've got some growths.
So just on that, you're training for that?
I am training for that, yep. It should be a very punishing day.
Mm.
I swore 10 years ago I'd never go back.
And here you are going now.
I do remember sitting on the sidelines of the hill last year and Gussie came past just shaking his head, just nope.
Yeah, and that would have been under 20. He would have been racing under 23 as well.
Ah, sweet.
Yeah. Nice.
It's going to be fun.
Some horrible days on that hill.
All right. Well, first time or new listeners, the Hill Norton Summit. Well, what is it? So it's the Strava segment of 4.8 kilometres with an average gradient of 5%, which equates to about
5.48, just 5.48, in case the listeners attack you in socials.
Which equates to 277 metres of elevation across the segment. Starts off with a little steeper, as you can imagine, at the start. And then just after McGill Road, once you turn off and work your way up past Wang Drop Corner or Glen Stuart Road for most of the others that are following along, it then stays pretty consistent in that rough 4.5 to 5.5% of the gradient for the rest of the climb. There's 5 switchbacks and then a long sweeping right-hander, which you get around the 1 kilometre before you weave your way to the end of the segment. And also, I think there is a false flat somewhere. Is that after the second hairpin?
That's that headwind section.
The fifth switchback when you turn back on yourself towards the city, that flattens off a fair bit before you make the long right-hander towards the finish.
Yeah. So we do have some questions for Real Shamoy, but before we talk Norton...
I was going to say, before we go into that, I did see that Norton's is going to be shut from the 4th to the 8th of December.
What?
So
can you imagine if they're resurfacing?
Out, yes.
The whole thing.
We really hope so.
Oh, my gosh.
Imagine.
Any listeners out there, if they know why Norton is going to be shut between the 4th to the 8th, let us know. We're hoping it's going to be a resurface.
Can you imagine the time?
Oh, really?
If they resurface it.
I don't know. Maybe we have to. We'll just gut the whole spreadsheet. Everyone's out.
It would be good if they did a resurface, especially the bottom part. Any listeners out there who's got any contacts, anything like that, let us know why it's going to be shot.
So do you think that if they do you know how much of Norton Summit is getting shut off? The whole thing?
Yeah, the whole road shut.
Yeah.
Oh,
right
yes.
to the top.
Do you know what? Someone has been listening to the podcast.
Well, they also could be doing it as part of Tour Down Under because they normally clean up all the roads and do that this just before Till Down Under comes here.
That would make sense. Yes. Well, anyway. Back to the story of the Chamoy. So how did you land here doing such Naughton times? Who traumatized you?
The Wang.
Really?
I think we got this random Instagram request at the start of last year saying there's a podcast starting. And then,
oh, shit.
I started doing Naughton times, and then the Wang started doing Naughton times, and then
we bonded over
doing Naughton times.
Yeah. So you basically were saying is the podcast is why you started trying to get super fast at Naughton.
Yeah, I really would go there maybe once a month,
Alex,
for the podcast, and then it was
our job is done.
Multiple times a week.
I keep telling you this.
Yeah,
but pre Naughton times and the podcast, what were you doing on the bike prior? Because you mountain bike, you've been raced quite high up.
Yeah, so 10 or 11 years ago now, I stopped full-time bike riding. I was with AIS for 3 years, over in Europe quite a bit. And then when I finished full-time bike riding, I had to do something with my life. So went to uni for 4 years in Melbourne and...
Melbourne?
Pretty much gave up. Or I was still doing NRS a little bit, but not with any conviction and not with any training.
Yep.
Certainly not 10 hours a week. really just dove into the mountain bike and enjoying cycling, I guess, more than what I was when I finished. And then the course I chose to study was prosthetics and orthotics, which is quite niche, and the only course at the time was in Melbourne, so quite competitive in Melbourne. And,
oh, perfect for you, Wang.
What's that?
Orthotics.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then ended up in Whyalla for my first job.
Wow.
So I was there for 18 months, and then...
It's a lovely place.
With the chicken burger connoisseur and another... Siwek has a name.
Siwek does.
Oh, he does.
See you next Tuesday.
Yeah, see you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday. We escaped and are now all in Adelaide.
Nice.
Sorry, you go.
No, I was going to say, like, obviously the listeners probably heard there's two little young children zooming around the office space here, and you work full time. So you're essentially building your training in and around them and the bustle of everyday life. So how?
Good question.
Well, yeah, I wasn't doing much before Macy, sitting on my lap here, who's now three, in terms of consistency or hours. So I wasted a lot of time. I guess was free of, not burdens, but
little
responsibilities.
People.
Free of responsibilities, that's a better word.
Because I think we should note that, like, you're actually performing incredibly well, like, up against people who do this for a living.
Yeah.
You know?
So then I think, was it... Must have been 2020 at the start of COVID. I got Zwift.
Second best training platform in the world.
Agreed.
First.
Dove pretty heavy into that. And then about July, must have been, or June 2021, I bought my current bike. And then my philosophy was nap time is training time.
When
the kids are asleep.
As soon as Macy would go for a nap, I would go for a ride. And then that has now escalated till, I guess... friendship with Wang, and then we came. He would drag me to Chop.
Oh, I thought you were saying when Wang napped, then you rode.
That dragged me to Chop every Saturday morning.
And now we can't get him there.
Can't get him to Chop.
He old.
As it turned out, our friendship was struck up over the podcast as well. And as it turned out, we live like a kilometre and a half away from each other.
That is the most wholesome shit I've ever heard.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
And now we. The most wholesomely toxic training buddies.
Just half of the shit out of each other.
Well, are you saying that Wang is what keeps you motivated to keep achieving?
Yeah.
Or is it, what else
he
is there?
He certainly gets me out of the house on more than one night a week, I would say.
Normally two nights a week now, we average.
That's cool.
Try to get him home by a certain time, so Rachel, not too angry.
Yeah. So. Days I would probably not leave the house, but Wang says no.
Yeah, he's right.
He's right. So aside from the Wang, anything else that, like, you, is it a goal setting thing or an event or like the Super Series, for example, like, does that drive you to do it?
Yeah, absolutely. Super Series is probably the big one.
Remember that first message we got before round one?
Yeah, we were all scared.
I want to win this fucking thing.
I think I had a crack maybe 2019. It was before COVID. and I was starting to ride quite a bit again, and then started doing Super Series. Was not anywhere near as fit as I am now, but I think that was when they had the Murray Bridge round.
Yeah.
And then I had a crash at Murray Bridge. Just slid out on the corner, and
yeah, there was a couple of crashes out of you.
And then that was the roadblock at that time. I just stopped riding again. And then after I bought my new bike and started training, I was like, oh, I'll just buy this bike. I'll never need anything better. I'm not going to race. I'm not going to do anything. I'm just riding my bike. And then,
sorry, I just need to talk on the microphone.
And then I decided to do a couple of Norwoods, and my first Norwood.
You lapped him.
I raced. I wasn't super good, but I did some turns on the front, and then the very next morning I got a message from our old friend Peter Verricchio, Rocket Racing, saying, would you like to join the team? And I was like, oh, I don't know. And then joined the team, and Rocket kept me going for a good 6 months. There was probably a couple of times I would have stopped cycling just due to a few health things and motivation. Had a few tachycardia heart issues that have happened before, and when they have, I've usually stopped riding for about 6 months.
Is that like exercise induced?
Yeah, yep. Stress and exercise, I think, a few factors involved. But
is exercise like helpful for it, or is it deterrent?
When I'm not fit, I guess it's semi unhelpful, but like caffeine, stress, going too hard. Like I came back and then just raced like I normally do, and cooked myself, and then kept racing successively and cooking myself. And stressed my heart and everything else, I guess.
Because you had an episode not. When was that? Riding. After that was riding mask. Home after.
That was after the first round.
First round of Super Series, wasn't it?
Yep. I've seen and been cleared by a cardiologist, thankfully. It's just something they can either do an ablation surgery and burn the funny
nerve ending thing,
circuit out.
Yep.
Or you can just manage it. And luckily, I guess for now, the severity and the frequency is reduced quite a lot with fitness. So the fitter I've got, the better it's been.
Better it's been.
Yeah, which is nice. Because even when I was racing full time, I was probably have one or two episodes a year.
Is it dangerous?
Not according to the cardiologist.
Okay.
It's not pleasant, I guess. Your heart goes from beating normally to beating up in your throat.
Like 200 plus beats.
Yeah, I guess my normal max heart rate would be 180-ish, and then I'd be hitting 220 to 230. And that was it. I can't remember what year it was. 2020 maybe on East End. I was away solo.
That's right.
Solo with Moff and Donnie, and had an episode after I'd been going full gas for however long it was. And then I kept trying to push through it, and that was
not ideal.
So probably unsafe if you do not stop, because usually you stop exercise and then it kicks back into normal rhythm.
Because I was going to say, like, my dad had a heart attack recently. So, I mean, can that lead towards that kind of stuff where you end up having, like, a cardiac arrest or something?
I think if you're not aware of what's going on, and like he says, keep pushing through, you'll end up in a state,
That's
a unicycle.
As I said, I've seen a cardiologist, which reduced a lot of stress, because I think often the episodes would happen and then
you'd freak yourself out.
Yeah, you freak out, you get stressed about the episode, and then that just builds on everything, so you'd have lots of issues, I guess, ongoing in your normal everyday life as well. But, yeah, thankfully in the last 2 years or so since I saw a cardiologist, it's been much better, I guess, and in my head a lot better as well, because I'm not as worried about it, I guess.
Amazing. Well, I mean, like, if you're racing, you're going to be pushing yourself to the brink, so you want to know that you're not actually, like, killing yourself. But speaking of racing, so you recently just placed second in GC for the Super Series that we just completed, which is an amazing effort. Well done. Clap for you. What other achievements are you also proud of? I'm assuming that you are proud of that.
That was almost actually when I first won a Norwood A grade and the Super Series last round last year were probably two of my best in my head.
Macy agrees.
Maybe not on paper best achievements, but because I'd given the sport away for so long and then come back, they were probably two of the most rewarding achievements, because it's I guess, prove to myself that I can still do it and still be competitive.
Yeah.
Historically, my best results were, I think I got 11th and best young rider in the 2009 Herald Sun Tour.
Solid.
A pretty solid year. It was the year Wiggins won it.
Bradley, not Craig.
Yeah, and it was quite horrible weather, crosswinds and rain, and quite unexpected, I guess. And then in Europe, I didn't do too much in terms of results, just rode around for 3 years and had a good time and a bad time for different reasons. But I represented Australia at the World Championships in 2012.
Wow.
Where were they?
And won the Oceania title for the under-23s that year as well. They were in Valkenburg. That was the year Gilbert won the elites.
Gilbert. How awesome is that?
Yeah.
Well, so you two, Wang, Shamoy, have incredibly different styles of attacking Norton Summit, even though you train up there together a lot. Can we run through them a little bit? Like, I've seen you both going opposite directions. We talk about negative
attacking,
and
yeah.
positive splits.
Yeah.
So you're a negative splitter, Wang. I'm going to give you 5 minutes at 3,000 watts and then hope for the best.
To come to my tactics.
So let's just diffuse those quickly. So negative splitting is, for the listeners...
So slower for the first half, quicker for the second half.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
how do you like make sure you're going slow enough that you're going to have enough energy by the end?
You know what speed that you need to be sitting at.
Yeah. You get a really good feel for your body and legs and all that jazz. Yeah. And you know when you're on a good day, don't you? Like you know today, like, yep, good legs. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't have any of those days.
And then positive splitting obviously being the opposite where you go full fang as much as you can, but then you try
crack.
And hold on.
Crack and hope for the best, yeah.
Yeah, I think my PR last year was 11:53 on a decent tailwind day, but I got the com for the first
1.5
switchback,
from the start to the first kilometre. And then I think to the switchback was like 470 or over 450 watts.
It was massive, yeah.
And then, like, you just massively die at the top. And I think, I guess, I don't want to say I learnt from the Wang, but learning from the Wang, it's important, like, I guess, to not be cooked at the top because you can gain a lot of time
on that
flattens.
Yeah.
And riding with the Wang, even when I was blown, it in the head gave me a bit more of an ability to go harder at the top than what I probably would have done otherwise. When you start to die on just before the last switchback.
The demolition derby going on.
General strategy is to stay over 25 the whole climb until the last switchback.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the last switchback, you want to be doing 25 to 33. Yeah.
And that's for you specifically?
Yeah.
What advice would you give someone that's going up Norton Summit who's only just starting to get PBs? Like, how would you suggest that they start attacking the climb?
Start slower and then wind it at the end.
You would say negative, negative splitting. Why is that?
Because you can lose a lot of time if you're cooked at the top, particularly if you're, like, you're new to trying to go as hard as you can. You don't have the mental when you are hurting and breathing out your ears and your eyes. If you don't have the mental ability to push yourself past that point, you're going to just stop and lose a lot of time.
Yeah. Yeah. And how about like favorable conditions? Because I don't know wind directions. What should you be looking for on like the bomb, which would be the best scenario like from a weather perspective?
I would always argue northwest, but I have been proved wrong that the southwest or the west southwest is the best wind.
Yeah. Why is that?
Because
you get the tail. So the westerly will give you the tailwind on the straight sections,
and then the
southerly will give you slight tailwind on the switchback sections.
And what would you prefer to have a tailwind on, the switchbacks or the long sections?
You get it on both on the west southwest.
Right.
And you want. I guess the wind gets blocked by the side of the hill in some points. And if you can have a perfect day, some days you'll start, there'll be a strong wind at the bottom and
nothing
no wind
at the top.
If you can get a day where there's a strong wind out of the corner up to the first switchback and then a big strong wind at the top, you're going to be on a good time.
The
wind is probably most important at the top because it flattens, and if you're, I guess, comparing yourself to the comm, that's a whole bunch people getting drafted along, so you want the wind and the time savings at the top.
Yeah. And it's been mentioned on this podcast before that if you are, like, really, really fast like you guys, riding in a group is probably not, like, the thing that you would want to do to get a faster time. You would probably only be able to do it solo. Do you agree with that?
Solo or with a small group of guys.
Yeah, not a big group.
Similar.
Yeah.
You do gain a fair bit from the draft.
Because I was going to say, like, what do you gain then from, I don't know, going ahead of each
probably
other?
Probably more so up the top where you, the last kilometre and a half is where you more so will gain it.
You get the mental push from trying to keep up with other people. Like,
trying to hold the wheel.
Yeah, I don't want to get dropped by the Wang ever.
The feeling is mutual.
So are there any plans for you guys to, like, I don't know, get under 11:30 or anything like that? Do you think it's possible, or do you think you've reached... Sorry.
Well, I don't...
Do you think you've reached your potential?
No, I would love to get 11:30 before I die.
Yeah.
Preferably solo, but that may be a bit unrealistic.
Yeah.
I think on a really good day with really good legs, maybe. But with a group of maybe five or six,
yeah,
the good guys, we could do it.
Who would you pick to be in your group of five?
Do we want code names or real names?
If you know their code names.
If you know their code names. If not, well, then I guess too bad.
Definitely the Wang. Chicken burger connoisseur.
Yeah.
Sawn off.
Marriage and Will would
Marriage
be good.
And Holmes.
And... old mate, S-Works, Butterfields.
Sam.
Golding.
Yeah. Golding. Yeah, I was going to say him.
Yeah, right. All right, if they're all listening, let's
local,
get it.
That's of the local lads.
Yeah.
Or you could get like a...
Otherwise, we can just get a, you know, Kellogg's and, you know, Plappy and those guys.
If you could get some little big peel at the start too, that'd be ideal.
Like, what, like a car?
Yeah, pretty much.
Nah, Tomo did it 1 week, week on Supers. So just did the lead out to the first corner.
What about a car at the front and the back?
Oh, that'd be dream.
Fernando didn't hear that. It was, that would be dreamy. He's just gone and chased the kids.
Yeah,
He's on his way back.
What about you, Wang? Because we've heard what Chamoy has to say. What is your perspective on getting a fast Norton time? What would you recommend the listeners do?
Yeah, definitely. We just pretty much went over it. I've sort of swayed Nick, the real Chamoy, around to my thinking.
Mm-hmm.
When we used to do it real hard together, he would want to sit on 28 down the bottom. And I'm like, nah, man, we can't do this.
That's very far.
Oh, yeah.
Like 28 on that section that goes past where the old horse stables are to the first switchback. I was like, we can't do 28 to here and then expect to be doing 30 plus at the
rest
top.
Of it, yeah.
So that's when we dialed it back a little bit to the 25-ish down the bottom. And then from that last switchback where it starts to flatten out a little bit, then that's sort of where you've got to be between 28 to 32. That last kilometre and a half.
So if you're negative splitting, is the end always going to be the hardest part for you, or is it actually, like, surprisingly somewhere earlier on?
No, for me personally, the hardest part for me is to the first switchback.
Even though you're negative splitting?
Same for me. That cracks me.
That cracks me all the time. So
why is it just because it's a little bit
I
more
I don't know why. Like, you just either go too hard or you just know that you're not on a day.
Yeah, I don't know if it's mental or if it's got to do, I don't know, possibly got to do with age as well. Like, it just takes me that little bit longer to get into a rhythm.
Warm up, per se.
Yeah. But once I get to that first switch, then I'm okay. So then if I'm on a good time from there, like, I'm normally pretty good. So, but yeah, definitely do the first switch back. That's the hardest part. So up past the stables. So
the biggest tip that I'm gathering from both of you is that people should basically start slower to the first switchback and try and wind up from there.
Yeah, and I gave those...
They go full gas till the first left, whatever that is. What's that street called?
Glen Stewart.
Glen Stewart.
Wayne Corner.
Then back it off.
Yep. Because okay. You do quite a big number because it's a bit steeper there, and then it settles in. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're normally sitting on around 500 for that first section to Glen Stewart.
Yep.
And then Real Chamoy tries to keep going at 500.
Like, I remember coming down one day seeing you two go on the other way, and he was on the front and he's screaming at me to jump on. I was like, you want me to do 40 Ks an hour to catch up?
Yeah. Mm. I was just saying, Chamoy, that how when we first started doing it, you'd be sitting on like 28 on that bottom section. And I'm like, no, we can't keep doing this. We can't keep
and
doing
this.
And
then I'd be dead at the top.
Yeah, at the top. So, yeah. So that's when we had to tone it back. But, yeah, definitely easier down the bottom. Save yourself a little bit. And then, basically balls deep from the last switchy to the top. So,
right. I guess we're getting PBs tomorrow, Frankie.
I think you've both got it in you.
Well, I've actually lost...
I can barely get close to mine for some reason. I don't know what's going on.
Mm. Well, I've lost 7.5 kilos now since July.
That's huge.
So I reckon if I was to go up Norton Summit again, I reckon I can probably get under 23 minute at the moment.
You could get under 20.
No, not with climbing. Not at the moment. I would have to keep at it for a little bit, a couple of weeks.
We've got to get Alex's PB before the year's out.
What is your PB, Alex?
14:24.
14:24, and you want to get sub 14?
I want to get 13:30.
You want to get why 13:30?
That's my goal.
That's the goal, and you haven't been able to get anywhere close to it.
14:40 early in the year.
So what happens for you then when you go up Norton Summit? Please walk us through.
14:40 was off the back of supers, and we hit the first switchback with an ETA of like 12:10, and then I cracked, and then regathered, and then end up doing 14:40.
Yeah. Okay.
Because what's your PB now?
11:50. Sorry, I think 11:50 flat.
Which was only a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
Yep. 3 seconds better than last year.
Yeah.
But that was last year was by myself. This time, I guess you gave me.
I didn't
one
give you
and a
much
half
down
or two
the
turns.
I didn't give you much down the bottom. I normally come into play at the top.
Yeah.
So,
how do you get then? Like, how do you train to get faster for climbs?
Yeah, that's a good question. Like, if you had to say this particular program, and I'm guessing it's like a sustained FTP
thing. But up until start of October, I was just doing Zwift races and riding as hard as I could with Spartan, so nothing too technical, really. A lot of the Zwift races I was doing were at FTP or higher for the
whole race.
20 to 40 minutes of the race. Yeah. And then I was doing this year quite a few of the chasing tour races, which were like 60 minutes of just as hard as you can.
Yeah, right. That's where it's at. Like, I don't do any of that. I literally don't go near that stuff because I hate it.
Yeah, no, yeah, same. I prefer, like, sprinting and then coming off and then sprinting.
Yeah,
then
like, we did an FTP session at Echelon last Wednesday, like, over-unders, like, 95 and 105 like, 90 and 120, and I'm like,
But now you've got a bit more structure to your program now.
Yeah.
You've got a new coach.
Trainer Choate.
Trainer Choate.
Yeah. He's always had a bone with our training schedule.
A boner or a bone?
Both, actually. He likes the numbers but doesn't like the structure.
Right. Nice.
So pretty much I've just been following the real Chamoy. Like, I'm not riding elite nats like the Chamoy. I'm doing the Fondo, but I'm just shadowed him this week just to... something different, and also just to keep in company as well. So,
yeah, which was much appreciated yesterday.
I think we all needed it.
I had a few friends out, which was nice. But yeah, so now it's more, I guess, targeted efforts based on, I guess, our goal, which my goals were doing 11:30 Norton, win Super Series, and
finish Nats.
Not finish Nats. My initial goal was half of Nats. Now it's which is probably not very
10 laps, you reckon?
Optimistic, but I'd like to get through at least 3/4 of the race. so now we're doing lots of...
That looked really uncomfortable, the way you just picked him up, Alex. It didn't look natural.
He was eating the baubles off the tree.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Lots of threshold work and... lots of repeats, like just doing the same efforts over and over and over and over and again.
Yeah,
10 times.
Trying to be consistent with it. Like yesterday we did 10 Ansties.
Yep.
Which was 8 minutes at around 370.
370-ish. Well, the first ones were a bit hard. The first ones were
I did go 400. Through, I saw them, yeah.
I cracked in the middle too, then I come good at the end.
Yeah. And I had I got to seven, went, I think I did 390 something for the seventh one, and then after the seventh one I was...
The last one was
downhill. The last one was...
The last one was the slowest.
I was dead.
Yeah, yeah, it's like 9:30 or something over the time.
Yeah, but that's got to be expected. Yeah. So,
and
you know,
yesterday was a nice day because the wind got better as the day went on.
Mm-hmm.
Consistently 8 minute, I guess, every lap, which is
Which is to basically mimic Buninyong.
Yep.
You know, it's a 7 minute, effort. 6.5 to 7 minute climb. The Buninyong climb, 16 times. So.
Jesus Christ,
yeah, it's
bless
wild.
You. Bless you.
All right.
Yes. So, listeners, we want to see everyone out on the summit tomorrow, and we want some PBs next episode. So we've got some notable mention and news from the summit. So little Liam, if listeners may remember, from our breakthrough charity ride, he was the young lad who did his first
100K.
Ever 100K. Almost packed it in halfway until Alex gave him a gel. And so, yeah, he did his first Norton's today with his dad, and a respectable time for the young lad. So 23:06 was his time.
That's probably faster than what I can do. 13
or 14 years old. Yeah.
Paddy's got a parallel. He's out of it. good effort by the young fella. And then lastly, also a podcast regular, podcast favourite, Cactus, who is current rider for the Butterfields women team. She
Elite.
Signed
yep.
the Elite women. Yes. She's had a good year on the NRS this year, had her first NRS win and then a couple of podiums. And I think she finished third overall in Gippsland maybe, and then third overall in Tropics as well, I think. So she signed with Bridgelane. So shout out to her. Congratulations to her. So, we'll see her in the blue colours of Bridgelane on a
I did see, I don't know if it was Sawnoff or one of the other boys. I was going down Norton. He was coming up. And as we passed, he was just like this.
Was he?
Passed,
yeah. When was it? Yesterday?
Friday,
okay.
Seen a few of the girl pros around too, which is good. Out and about.
Nice.
All right, let's jump right into it. The main reason why we exist. Let's see who else has been spinning up the summit this week. Check out the times for the folks who've been giving us a show. We might be the fast guys, might be the slow ones. It's going to be everyone in between, but we will dive into their rides and data a little more robustly, and we'll see who and what has caught Frankie's eyes on the leaderboard with some handpicked times for some fun and analysis. So the real Shimoy, we have the fastest man and woman for the week.
So with the fastest time this week, I'm not sure, it's been a little while since you're on top, but
yeah, I got beaten last week by 2 seconds. I was secretly dirty about that, but
Colossal Wang.
That was Friday night when I was trying to take Leo's comms.
With a time of 12:50. On a 60-kilometer ride. On a 60-kilometer ride.
You can move the microphone.
You can move the microphone.
166 beats a minute and 399.
Yeah, ride harder.
Missed the 400.
I did. Disappointing.
Top woman, we had...
You can move it closer.
Cactus.
Just talking about it.
At 14:42.
No, that's her PB. She did a 15:36.
Jeez. Mm. Oh, that's a PB. Well, I'm wrong. try better. Do better.
She got a heap of comms yesterday.
107K ride though, so she's doing a lot of pedaling.
That was yesterday, I think, on supers.
And does it have power?
She hit no, she power. Doesn't. She's hitting the power.
Power and the heart rate. Come on. We all want to see your power and the
All right. We'll go with the men's brackets. So this is the 21-minute bracket. So we'll start with Mary Juana, who... you like that? done a 21:31 on a 47-kilometer ride. And actually, the reason why I picked this person is because the two that we're going to talk about, they're actually brothers, and their mum actually used to babysit me when I was a kid.
Wow.
So, and I saw their names. I was like, what the fuck are you doing up Norton Summit? and then coming in second, we've got Filma Wang, who has done a 21:31 as well on a 54-kilometre run.
Relation to me, maybe.
We then have Han Dwarf, who has done a 21:38 on an 80-kilometre ride with a PB of 15:03. So it's 81% off their PB, so just must be pretty much chilling. I mean, looking at that heart rate of 138, that would probably suggest they are just chilling.
He's got a rapid PB for a big fella.
Yeah. And then if we look at Cootie Patootie, which if you please look at his last name, thank you very much, has done a 21:39 on a 56-kilometre ride, 148 bits per minute, so I think they also must be cruising up the summit. And then we have Master Bates, who has done who has done a 21:40 on a 47-kilometre ride. This person has a PB of 16:40, so 61% off their PB. So well done.
All right, so for the women's bracket this week, have we got a bracket or is this just times, Frankie?
This is just anyone.
Any times. All right, so first off the cab, off the ranks, we have former podcast guest with a time of 20:21, just cruising, PB of 15:52, 210 watts. She hasn't hidden her power. We have Suburban Yahoo.
Yahoo.
Then next we have Miss Crookenbush. Bush. Whatever.
Crookenbush.
Look at the last name.
Yeah.
Correct.
She has a PB of 16:44. So this was a time of 21:34. Average power 169 and average heart rate of 152. Next, we also have podcast favorite, Savage Sweet Potato. She's got a PB of 14:19. She was 91% off that, just cruising at 21:36, 190 watts.
190 beats.
At 142 beats per minute. Then we have Kevin 07, also way off. Everyone's chilling this week in the women's bracket by the looks of it. She's got a PB of 17:11 and she's done a time of 21:40. And then lastly, we have Hillbilly Shemanda. With a PB of 19:31, she's done a 21:43.
Nice. Alex
for the handpick.
Yeah, he was one of my favourite pro riders till recently. He didn't rock up to race against me. You're scared, Kellogg's. You're scared. We have Kellogg's, 284 watts, 19:37 as part of a 109K day. Just cruising. That bloke can take like 5 minutes, 6, 7, 8 minutes off that.
Yeah.
Look at his PB though.
Yeah, no, 11:15.
That was the day. That was when he tried to go for the comms.
And
solo.
Wasn't it raining and then he came down and won an A-grade crit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Pissing down with rain.
Yeah, yeah.
Good to see he's back in town. We haven't had a catch-up yet, but I did get a message from him pretty much when he landed back in Adelaide. When are we doing a Victor ride? So there'll be one of those on the horizon soon.
Excellent.
Nice. All right. So for this week coming ahead in cycling for South Australia, we've got the Adelaide Hills Cycling Club on Sunday the 3rd of December. We've got She Rides On, which is on Oakland Road in
Bacchanal. Are you going to do one of these?
No. Nah.
Do you remember what these are?
These are the, like, you come like 10.
Skills sessions in the hills races.
Helmet and things. Yep. Then we've got the Adelaide Mountain Bike Club. Saturday the 16th of December, we've got a junior camp which features trail rides, skills coaching, team building activities and overnight stay at Nunya Business. Sorry. Nunyara Conference Centre. no one laughed at that. Anyway.
I wasn't listening.
Cycling SA has got Tuesday the 28th and the 29th, which is a sprint and power sprint and adventure junior training at Adelaide Superdrome.
Adventure. Advanced.
Advanced, sorry. We've also got on the 2nd and 3rd of December, a junior elite under 19s Power and Masters Track Championships at the Adelaide Superdrome. The NCC crits, you would be glad to know that they're back from Tuesday, the 12th of December and Thursday, 14th of
Marshall
December.
Marshall Matters is back.
Yep. So I think we've got 2 weeks of that before Christmas. So
there'll be two men's and one women's.
Yep. So I'm keen to join the Thursday night ones, I reckon. Yep. Or maybe both, who knows. We've also got the Port Adelaide Cycling Club, the Nitty Gritty Titty Committee. And also on Thursday, the 30th of November, we've got Motor Pacing and Track and Road down at Hanson Reserve. And then what's SCC?
South Coast Cycling.
You ask that question every week.
And where are they? The South.
Monday, the 27th of November, and Wednesday, the 29th of November, we've got Junior Training and Mixed Junior and Senior Training. And that is all.
That is it. It's all starting to ramp up.
If that made no sense because Frankie read it out, please check EntreBoss, the easiest registration program platform.
And also, pre-sale for Coldplay will be going ahead on Wednesday, 10 a.m. Be there or be square.
Oh, I can't wait until you miss out.
Oh, fuck you. All right.
Ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls and all creatures in between, Patty and Macy included.
Yep.
If you've enjoyed yourself, why don't you give us a follow through your podcast, your favourite podcast app, or access all our episodes through YouTube as well. Please subscribe, hit the bell icon,
ding,
and don't forget to tell all your friends and share it with everyone.
Yes, we are also all over the socials. We give you updates, info, and let you know when new episodes are out, along with other podcast news and information. And if you want to support the podcast, head to our Buy Me a Coffee page. And if you donate, you will get a shout out here on the following week.
Yep, you will. You know you want to.
And we'd love your feedback and to know your thoughts. So please hit us up and let's have a chat through our Facebook or Instagram page, or shoot something through our email at radelaidesummer@gmail.com. And actually, a big shout out to, I think there's been four or five people who have messaged me on my personal account. So thank you for checking in.
Are you back on the socials?
I've reactivated my socials this week.
Okay.
But yes, no, thank you for people's kind words. It is very much appreciated.
Yeah, I told them too.
Yeah, you're paying them, obviously.
Do we have a joke?
We do.
All right. So is this a listener sent in, or is this...
No, this is one of my own.
Okay, so you're fully responsible.
Yeah, I am. We haven't heard this one yet.
So why is Dwayne Johnson the only man who can turn lesbians?
Because he likes rocks.
Close.
Because he's rock hard.
No, close.
They're rocks off?
No.
No, I don't know.
Because rock beats scissors.
See you all for PBs on the summit. Bye-bye.
Bye.